Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the recent legalization of same-sex marriages in California means big money for PR firms. Conservative groups are trying to stop the weddings with a November ballot initiative that would change the state's constitution. Equality for All, a coalition of groups supporting gay marriage, has hired Ogilvy PR Worldwide and Dewey Square Group to help defeat the same-sex marriage ban. Supporters of the so-called California Marriage Protection Act have enlisted the Schubert Flint Public Affairs firm. Both sides are being told that they need to stay away from the fringes and aim their messages at the middle. One gay man who was about to marry his longtime partner said, quote, "It's a weird subject. We want everybody to be free, but the image does matter. They are going to try to make us look like freaks," end quote.
The nuclear industry has come up with a new reason for you to support nuclear power plants: jobs. Former Environmental Protection Agency head Christine Todd Whitman is now the co-chair of the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition, a front group for the nuclear industry. Whitman recently stated, quote, "There's a reason why nuclear plant neighbors are so in favor of nuclear plants, and that's because they're economic generators for their communities," end quote. She said that if the U.S. builds between 3 and 4 dozen new nuclear power plants, more than 600,000 high-paying jobs will be created. But by the industry's own estimates, less than 10 new plants would be up and running by 2016. On the other hand, the Union of Concerned Scientists estimates that generating just 20% of U.S. electricity from renewable sources by 2020 would create over 350,000 high-paying jobs.
Images from Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison and reports of torture and mistreatment of Guantanamo Bay detainees shocked the world. The Bush administration repeatedly chalked the incidents up to a few bad apples. But a Senate Armed Services Committee investigation found that the highest-ranking lawyer for the Department of Defense sought the advice of military psychologists when designing interrogation techniques. Other evidence shows that decisions on torture and prisoner treatment were made by such high-ranking officials as Vice President Dick Cheney and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. This shouldn't come as a surprise, given statements like this one from Dick Cheney soon after 9/11.
It is a mean, nasty, dangerous, dirty business out there, and we have to operate in that arena. I'm convinced we can do it. We can do it successfully, but we need to make certain that we have not tied the hands, if you will, of our intelligence communities in terms of accomplishing their mission.
As for Rumsfeld, documents show that his office was researching the use of waterboarding, stress positions, and sensory deprivation as early as July 2002.
If you use internet search engines to find information, you've probably seen Wikipedia articles score high in the returns. French PR professionals want to change that. They charge that Wikipedia articles are trumping their corporate clients' own websites in search results, which they say is interrupting the company's messaging. The Flacks claim that the Wikipedia articles are not always accurate and are affecting the value of certain brands. The head of Wikipedia in France disagrees. He responded, quote, "PR firms forget that a Wikipedia article is not intended to assure promotion of a company," end quote. He added that corporations could help ensure accuracy by pointing out good sources of information, but that companies usually just want to have their press releases included verbatim.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Schubert Flint Public Affairs, a firm that's working to stop same-sex marriage in California. One of the firm's co-founders is Jeff Flint, who used to work for the Republican Party-linked PR firm Russo Marsh and Rogers. Russo Marsh and Rogers created the pro-Iraq war group Move America Forward in 2004. Author and radio personality Melanie Morgan is the chairperson of Move America Forward. In the summer of 2006, she suggested that Bill Keller, an editor of the New York Times, be killed in a gas chamber for the crime of treason. Why? The Times reported that the U.S. government was spying on Americans.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.